Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Pastor Brooke Hartman. The scripture is Acts chapter 17, verses 16 through 34.
A significant component to following in the footsteps of Paul in Greece was the cultural implications of Paul's time. A moment of realization for me was we were standing in the midst of the city of Thessaloniki. Through the city buildings, I saw the top of a snow-covered mountain. Our guide directed our attention to the mountain, describing it as Mount Olympus, literally in the shadow of the home of the Greek gods. Paul proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ. A reading from Acts 17, verses 16 through 36 notes, the culture of Paul's day included a city full of idols, that he reasoned with those in the synagogue and in the marketplace and debated with philosophers. Acts 17, 19 through 21 says, "Then they took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him, 'May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears, and we would like to know what they mean.' All the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas. We stood on the rock outcrop on a Thursday morning, the expanse of current-day Athens as far as the eye can see. Below is the ancient ruins of the Agora, which was the marketplace. The Parthenon towers above. It is in this setting that Paul spoke to the Athenians of his day. The Areopagus was a Greek council that met on this rock outcropping northwest of the Acropolis. The Greek word of this rock outcropping is Ares Hill, while the Roman name is Mars Hill. It is in this location that Paul acknowledged their worship of objects, particularly noting their altar to an unknown god. Paul took their context and their understanding and shared about Paul's known God. Paul's description is found in Acts 17, 24 through 28. What are the ways for us to engage within the cultural context in which we live while staying true to the good news of Jesus Christ? Standing on Mars Hill on a February day is another image etched in my memory from this pilgrimage. Tomorrow, we journey to ancient Corinth. Let us pray. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, creator and savior, we come to you this day acknowledging the cultural context in which we live. We observe the way Paul engaged with the culture of his time, yet not becoming the culture. We take inventory of our engagement with our current culture. Make it clear to us how we live each day in a way that demonstrates the love and grace of you. May we be found faithful to your truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.